Shehavlad Pogam Lakuna. Everybody agrees that even if the kid is not a manzer, how co-part of the kid is Pogam Lakuna. Another kind is not a marrying. So Rashi Shavlat Pogim him yod the bas to give birth to a daughter, Psula Lakuna Chalola. She's called the Chalola, or Kain is not allowed to marry her. Why? So the Mer Mana come with him. Who's everybody that agrees to this? The Churi has to say, Shimon Atimoni. The Afagav Diyom Shimon Atimoni. Ein Mamzer Mechayv Elavin, even though Shimon Atimoni holds. That is no Chayv Mamzer. From Chayv Elavin, it's only from Chayv Christus the kids are Mamzer. But just from Chai V'lav and Master Grushos, it's only a lav. The kid is not a mamzer. But I tell you, Nehi, the mamzer lehevei. True, the kid is not a mamzer. But Pogim milhevei. But the kid is called Pogim. There's something wrong with him that a kohen is not going to marry him. How do we know this? Mikal v'choyme mi'amona. I met a kal v'choyme from Amona. What's the case of an Amona? Umar Amona l'kohen gadol. Just like when a kohen gadol marries in an Amona. Kohen gadol is not allowed to. Torah says he has to marry a psula and not an amona. Now, Shein Isura Shava Bakil. Nobody else has this Isur. Everybody else is allowed to marry an amona. Only a kohen gadol can marry an amona. Still, Bino Pogum, when the kohen gadol marries the amona, she becomes a chalala. And the kid also becomes a chalala, Pogum Lakuna, Zu. In a case where you remarry your Grushasai, Shein Isura Shava Bakil. She's lost to everybody. In the case where you gave a get to your wife and she remarried somebody else in Abnesuyin, and then she got a get and then you remarry her, that's Chayv Lavin according to everybody. Is Einadin Shebna Pogum? Isn't it for sure that now this kid, Akoponim, should be Pogum, Postle Lakain? If she's a daughter, a Kain can't marry her. So Mara says, no, Ikla Mirfa, I can ask you a question like this. Ma Lalmona Shkeni Yatsam Chalelis. When the Kain Godel marries the Almona, she herself, the Almona, she also becomes Postle. She also comes to Chalola. Mashenken over here, when you master Grushosai, nothing happens to her. The Yod, another, the Torah says, he to Eva, Ksiv, the Yain Bonet to Eva. But master Grushosai, the Torah says, she's a to Eva. Mashma, the kid is not a to Eva. Mashma, nothing wrong with the kid. The kid is Takamutulaku Lakuna. The Yod Tanya, we also learn like this. Tanya, Hamasa Gurushosa, somebody remarries his Gurusha. Vihanoise Chalutsosa, somebody marries the Isha that gives the Gabe Chalitza to, that's a Chayv Elavin. Vihanoise Kravis Chalutsosa, if you marry the sister of your Chalutza, the Kiva Roimer Ein Loi Bo Kadushin. That's a Kiva Shita, that the Chayv Elavin Kadushin is not Chal. Vihanatricha Meno Get, you don't need a Get. Vipsula, she's Psula of Lada Possum, of Lada's Possum. The Kaif and Isolaitzi, we forced them to get rid of one another. That's Chayv Elav in the country. Rabbi Kiva's Mamish, Kedushin is not Chal, the kids are Mamzer. The Chachomim are in the Chom, say though you should know, Yeh Shloi Bo Kedushin. Allah Chubu Yod by Chayv Elav in, Kedushin is Chal. O Tzri Chemen a Get, therefore if you remarry your Grushasai, you have to give another Get. Vik Sheira, she is Ksheira to a Kain, Vlad the Kosher, says clearly, the Vlad is also Kosher. But the man, who does it mean the kid is kosher to? Lav lakuna, doesn't it mean the kid is kosher to a kohen? So man, not like was saying before was saying a kol moedim, that the blood is pogum, and here it's mashmino, according to Hashem Atimoni, the kid is ksher lakuna. So Mara says, le lakal, that's what it says, the kid is kosher, a play does not mean to a kohen. It means lakal, a regular Yisroel could marry him, but maybe not a kohen. For the Mori Yochi is so he kshera laman. That's what it says, the mother is kshera, who are we talking about? Ilayma lekahal, that she's not a remarried to a regular Yisrael, pshita, mishum dezanoi, yitzel lekahal, even if she, the most she became a zayna, even if she had zanus, she didn't have erev as nus, is she also to marry another Yisrael? A zayna was only also to a kain, a regular Yisrael is allowed to marry her, so pshita she's kshera lekahal. El alav lakuna, doesn't when it says the mother is mutter, means she's mutter to marry a kain? Well, midihi lakuna, since by the mother it means she's mutter to a kain, tokuna tei of lada nama lakuna. Now when it says the kid is kshera, it also means the kid is kosher even tokuna. So not like we said before that akom moedim, the kid is pogum lakuna. So Mara says, no, this is not a kasher. Me, the ear is one talking about the other one. Hokadisa, v'yokadisa. Each one's talking separately. The mother taka is muta to a kain. But the kid taka maybe is taka posa to a kain. And the Mara says, hokadisa, v'yokadisa. This is the smarost like this. That the kid is posa lakuna.
Tiktoni Reshi, it says in the Reshi, Yip Sula of Lod of Sula. Yip Sula of Man, it says even the mother was posel to who? Ilai Melekal, for the mom is Shum, does that know Yisla Lekal, because Sami Bitad Znus, does it make you posel for Yisrael to marry you? And Alav Lekuna, it means about a Tekuna. The Lord apostle man, who's the kid apostle to? Ulay malakuna, holakal kosher, homer of kiva, vlad mamzer, halabshita lakal, or me the ratio, kadisa, vokadisa, saivanami, yokadisa, vokadisa, and achanami. Each one's talking about two separate cases. The din of the mother has one halacha, and the din of the kid has another halacha. According to Rabbi Kiva, the kid takes psulu lakal, and the mother is mutatakakal. According to Rabbi Shimon Timani, no, the kid takes ksheri even lakuna could be, and the mother takes kosher lakal. But care, the kid could be takes his only kosher lakal, but to lakuna takes his also, like we're saying, I, the mother, and Echonami, the mother takes pshitish is mutatakakal. By all the chidishim that she's even mutatakuna. And takes hokadis of hokadis. Each one's talking about separate cases. I read the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, we make a drosha, for he to waver nami, he to waver, the answer rasa to waver. We could ask a little bit different. That it says she's to waver, not the kid, means that Saras is not to waver. Avah b'ner to waver, could be the kid of a master, Grishosli is taka to waver, is taka post lakuna. El almona kasha, and the man we throw the kasha man almona, mal almona shkeni atzim et chalelis. Yeah, so merely can't bring any proof from that. If you want to answer, this is the way you have to say it.
All right. Stop here. We'll think from this over again tomorrow. So let's come over again tomorrow. You're holding them dollar on the days. I learned a little bit before, start again from the top to five lines down. That like this. The Yoitanya, we learned like this. That Hamasya Girushosai. If somebody remarries his Girusha B'Yisr, he gave his wife a get, and she got married to somebody else, had Nisuyin, then she got a get, and you remarried her B'Yisr, or else, V'Hanoyseh Chalitzosai, you married the Ish that you gave Chalitza to, V'Hanoyseh Krovus Chalitzosai, you married the sister to the lady that you gave Chalitza to, it's Rabbi Kiva Reime, Ein Loi Bo Kedushin, of Kiva Shitriz, Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin is not Chal, V'Yein Asuich Amenu Get, you don't need a get there for him. Because the Kedushin is not Chal, Vi psula, she is posel lakuna. Vulad the posel, who had in a child is also a mamzer. According to Rabbi Kiva, the kid is posel. The koyf and isolates. If you force them to go away because there's an isser involved, the chom moirin, the chom say though no yesh la bo kedushin. Chom shitri, since it's only chay v'lavin, if yamachse girushosoi, it's only a lav. The kedushin is chal, but tzricha menu get. Therefore, you have to get her. You have to give her a get. Vik Shera, she is kosher of Lada kosher, and the kid is also kosher. Now, Laman, what does it mean the kid is kosher? Lav Lakuna, doesn't it mean that the kid is even kosher Lakuna? Not like we said before we wanted to say that Akel Moedim, that when Yamasa Girushosai, that the Vlad is Pogum Lakuna. And here it's Mash Mano, the kid is kosher Lakuna. Samara says, no, maybe Taka the kid is Postal Lakuna, it means Loy Lakahal. That it says it's kosher means the kid is allowed to marry another Jew. But to a kuna, to a kohen in the family, if it's a daughter, the kohen is also to marry her. For the umari yachi, if so, he kshera. That we say the mother is kshera laman. Who is the mother kosher to? Elay melekal, if you want to mean that she's kosher to remarry another Jew, to the kal, to get married to Klal Yisrael. Pshita, of course she's muta. Mishum dezanoi yifsala lekal. Because she did this one aveira that she remarried the first husband, the Issa, she becomes postal to Klal. Avadi, she doesn't become postal to Klal. El alav lakuna. So it means to say that she's mutter, she's kshera, she's even kshera to marry to a kain. So therefore, midihi lakuna, since the mother, when the mother says as kshera, it means she's even mutter to marry a kain, is lakura of la denami lakuna. Should also mean that they have a child. When you did the Issa, you're Masa Gurushosai, and you have a child, Lahura, that child is still Kosh Lakuna, not like we wanted to say before. So Gemara says, no, Midi Ira, Hokadisa Vokadisa. Who says it's talking like this? Each one has its own case. And what does it mean? When the mother is Ksher, it means true, she's even Ksher Lakuna. But when it says that their child is Kosher, it does not mean Lakuna, it means the child is Kosher Lakau. Each one has it separate. The verse is Achinami Mestarva. This is a throw at this also. Tiktoni Reisha, it says in the Reisha, he psula of Lod of psula. It says according to the Kiva holds Chai V'Lavin, the kid's a mamzer, so it says the mother is posel and the kid is posel.
Is he psula leman? What do you mean the kid is posel? Elay melakal. What do you mean he psula? She is posel, the mother. According to Rabbi Kiva, what psul does the mother have? If you want to say lakal that she can't marry into Klai Yisrael anymore, why? Mishum dezano yisul alay lakal, because she adds nus. Even if you want to stay with the Yisrael, lachay v'lavin, for that alone does she become also to the kal. Elo lav lakuna. Pshita, what it means to say is that she's sherry even to the kuna. That's it. The psula means to a kuna, to a kain. A kain can't marry her. According to Rabbi Kiva, since she had Issa Chai Vilavin, she's psula to a kain. She has a shame zayin already, according to Rabbi Kiva, and she's possible to get married to a kain. Vlad the possible, then it says the kid is possible. Laman, who does it mean? Elay Malakuna, if you mean just a kain can't marry the kid, holakal kosher, but a regular Yisrael could marry him. We know not like that. Homer Rabbi Kiva, Vlad Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva Shita is by Chai Vilavin, the kid is a Mamzer. Se'elab Shita, for sure, it means Lekal. It means that the kid is possible, means he's a Mamzer, according to Rabbi Kiva, and he can't even marry to another Yisrael. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, each one means something else. The mother is Psula, means she's possible to a Kuna. But to Klai Yisrael, she's Mutter. When it says the Vlad is Posla, means he's even Posla Lekal. He says each word means separately, according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Chur is Seifa Nami, even the Seifa is also Hakadisa, Hakadisa. It could be that the kid Taka is Taka Posla Lekuna, and this Kshera only means Kshera Lekal. It says the mother was also Kshera. By the mother, true, it means she's even Kasha Lekuna. But by the Vlad, when it says the Vlad is kosher, it only means to the Kaal, but not to the Kain. To Kuna could be, it's also like we want to say before. Then we have another question here. I, the he to Avanami. We said before, the Pasuk says, Diyek v'hi, when Yamasa Girushosai, she is doing something wrong. Mashma with a child, there's nothing wrong though. Someone says, no, don't make that Yerusha. Rather, dashing like this. He to Ava, v'yein Tzarasa to Ava. That's what it means to say. That the Tzarasa is nothing wrong with a Tzara. But you should know, Avo Boneo to Ava. But it could be the children. She has a child, she has a daughter. This daughter takes to Ava, takes Psul to a kain. A kain is not allowed to marry it. That we dash in Shia, not somebody else. It means the Tzara, there's nothing wrong with the Tzara. But the child could be the child taker is possible. So as Elov, the only thing we had Shver then was Almana. Kasha. Now, if you want to say, what should be the reason why Masa Gurushosai, why is the kid post lakuna? So you want to say, learn it out from an Amona? Madoch and Amona to a Kain Godel, it's only an Issa to the Kain Godel, nobody else. Still the kid of the Chlola, who are din by Masa Gurushosai. On that we ask no, there's a cloud by an Amona to a Kain Godel, she becomes posel. May Ashenke Masa Gurushosai, she does not become posel, maybe the kid is not posel? So that kasha is shvei, like we're saying, Elo, almona kasha, mal almona shekeni yatsum mitchalelis. They can't learn out. In other words, we have no limit to learn out that if when you do the avera of the master girushosai, that the kid yat should be a chalala. Why? You want to learn it out from an almona to a kohen gadol. I'll tell you, there it's worse, because by the almona, she herself becomes posel. When the almona lives with the kohen gadol, she becomes posel to kohen. Even if the Kain Gadol dies, she can't marry another Kain now. So that's why her kid is posel. Mashenka in a regular Master Grishosa, where she is not posel Kuna, maybe your kid is not posel either. So that's a good question. So versus Eli Yit Machit, if you want to learn, this is the way you should learn. That Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said like this, Omar Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees that the Bo Al Chai Bekrisis, in a case where, let's say, you marry your wife's sister, you marry a Chai V'Krisis, Shavlat Pogam, and you have a child, you should know that child is Pogam Lakuna. Even if you want to say the kid is not a mamzer, but our co-point of the kid is Posel Lakuna. Samara says, now, man HaKel Moedim, who do you want to say it according to? Samara says, Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Di'af Agav Di'omer Rabbi Yeshua. Even though Rabbi Yeshua Shita himself is, that ain't mamzer mechai v'krisis. Rabbi Yeshua Shita is, even with a chai v'krisis involved, the kid is not a mamzer. The kid is only a mamzer when there's a chai v'mis involved. If you live with an eshes ish, ma'ashenken yistam live with your wife's sister, it's only a chai v'krisis. Rabbi Yeshua holds the kid is not a mamzer.
So according to Rabbi Yeshua, we're saying, Nehi de mamzer lehevei, true, the kid is not called a mamzer, but you should know, pogami yohevei. The kid, our koponim is poga, means, if it's a girl, a kohen cannot marry her. Why? Mikal v'choymer mi'almona. According to Rabbi Yeshua here, it's a good kal v'choymer from an amon l'kohen gadol. Umar amon l'kohen gadol. Just like when a kohen gadol marries an amona. Sheini sura shava bakel. There's an issa to nobody else. Nobody else has this issa not to marry an amona. Even a regular kohen can marry an amona. Only a kohen gadol can't do it. Still, we say b'no pogum, that if they have a kid, the kid is called a chalala. She's possible to a kohen. Izu, here where you marry the chayv krisis. She sura shava bakel. Everybody has this issa chayv krisis. Everybody is also to marry his wife's sister. Is Ainu Din Shepinah Pogum? Shouldn't for sure, if you have a child now, the child is called Pasul Lakuna. Even if you want to say the kid is not a mamzer, but Pogum Lakuna should be. The Chitay Mai, maybe you'll ask him the same question we asked before, that Mal Amona Shekain Hiyatsum is Chalelis. Maybe an Amon is worse, but because by an Amon she herself also becomes Pasul. Mashenkin over here, maybe she does not become Pasul. Tomorrow says no. Hochinami here also, she becomes possible. Kivon shavualo also zoina. In the case where you live with an isha, that she's a chayve krisis to you, when you have via with her, she becomes a zoina. So you make her possible. And a zoina is also to marry a kain. A kain can marry a zoina. So stam chayve lavin does not make her into a zoina. But where she lives with a chayve krisis, that makes her into a zoina. So here you have a good limer, a kavukhaima for an amon a kain godol. Just like an amona to a kohen gadol, the kid is a halala, hu adin, when a regular Yisrael marries another chayv krisis, that the lach is that they have a kid, the kid is posel lakuna. Because she also becomes posel. She becomes a zayna. So here, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have a kal v'chayim, even though the kid is not a mamzer, but I call upon him, the kid is posel lakuna. Omer Rabba ba b'achona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Hakil moedim, everybody agrees, b'yeved v'yeved k'chavim. I guess either you have an Eved Kenani, or else you have a Goy, Habu Abbas Yisrael, that they live with a Jewish girl, Habu Abbas Yisrael, Shavlad Mamza, Hishno, in such a case when she becomes pregnant and has a kid, the kid is called a Mamza. So Mar says, Naman HaKil Moedim, who is everybody that agrees? Who? Who are we talking about? According to Rabbi Kiva, Pshita, Rabbi Kiva says, we all Chayvi Lavin, the kid is a Mamza. So what are you telling me, Yechidishir, the kid's a Mamza, according to? So what I wanted to say means Shimon HaTimoni. It means Manakil Moedim Shimon HaTimoni, because according to Shimon, Tiaf Agav Diyomer Shimon HaTimoni. Even though Shimon HaTimoni himself holds that Ein Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin, stand a case with only Mechai V'Lavin, where your master Gerushosai. If you have a kid, the kid is not a Mamzer, because Chai V'Lavin does not make a Mamzer. Hani Mili, when do we say Chai V'Lavin does not make a Mamzer? Hani Mili.